It's KRHS 411 coming from KRHS Media.
Coming with the hottest news and topics from Ridner High School.
I just want to make a few brief comments about the attacks across Paris.
On November 13, 2015, the city of Paris was systematically attacked by the terrorist organization ISIS. ISIS is an extremist militant group of the Islamic community and associated with the Muslim religion. This attack, like many terrorist attacks, can produce fear and anxiety in many of the United States in a post-9/11 world.
So how do you prepare for it? I guess the number one thing that I am still stuck on is how do you prepare for something like that?
First, we talk with Ridner High School counselor Latanya Weaver.
Of how can you prepare? You know, you can be at a concert, you can be at any type of venue, and you never know, you know, if there are outside people that, you know, don't have the best interest for the people that may try to harm you.
Yeah.
You know, and it always brings me back to September 11th, the building. So it always brings me to that point of, you know, what can you do? So I feel like you can never really prepare for it.
Yeah.
And if so, how? So that makes me extremely concerned.
Next, we talked with Ridner High School student Charles Hogan.
Really, in all honesty, this whole terrorism act is really gone out of control. It makes me feel as this whole thing is going on that we're getting closer to having a war ourselves, because everything that France does, we're in alliance with, so we help them, which makes the enemy want to come after us too. I mean, with this whole situation, I think we need to give some support, but stay out of it for the most part, because us getting any more involved endangers all of our citizens. No one needs to have to bomb places constantly to get a point across. All that we can do really is just be more aware of what's going on around us. If you see something that looks suspicious or something that looks like it could possibly bring devastation to those around, then, I mean, act upon it. Do something.
I remember the first time somebody called me a terrorist, and I just, like, burst into tears. I was devastated. I was, like, I was hurt. I was like, why are you calling me this?
We talked to a student of the Muslim religion, Maisa McMillan.
And then, you know, I just realized, I mean, I know who I am. It doesn't really matter what they think, and they're ignorant for that. I'm disappointed that it happened and that the people involved were Muslims, because that brings a bad picture to other Muslims. It makes people think certain things about the entire group of Muslims instead of just thinking that one group of people is, like, one person is bad, because there's bad people in every religion. It's not just Islam. But the fact that it was a Muslim, they continue to... It was Muslims doing this, Muslims did that, Muslims are terrorists, but that's not the case, because there's bad people everywhere. It just depends on who it is.
And having this have such kind of a big impact on everything, do you feel like this is going to affect your daily life?
My daily life, maybe not, but some other people, possibly. It kind of depends on where you live and who you associate yourself with. I'm pretty well-rounded in the school. I know a lot of people. I'm in a lot of groups. So, I mean, I have people that know me and know what I'm about. So I don't think it's going to personally affect me, but for some people, they might get targeted.
And then also just really be open to getting to know about different people, getting to know about different cultures and learning about different cultures. And then ultimately, if you are still feeling anxiety or overwhelmed or any negative feelings, to just talk to trusted individuals, you know, your parents, teachers, counselors. That's what we're here for. So those are some of the tips that I would give students, staff, as we deal with this, you know, great tragedy.
The Ridner High School counseling staff is available for further discussions on this topic. Additional audio provided by C-SPAN and Associated Press. Finally, our music today is Better Days from bensound.com. I'm Kalen Hogan from KRHS Media.